listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Man, I thought the money would make it all lovely. Yo, I actually write what I do or see. The felonies from day to day make me say what I say. When I die, my art will be worth more than Picasso's. Don't cry for me. Smile for me. And if you see them niggas that wet me, wild for me.
Hey, welcome to the Blackout Test Podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we're in the house on a Dim Thrones Tuesday. The first of 2014. And as always, you guys got to pay for it. So give up the money right now. There's a lot of worry, a lot of trepidation, a lot of people, fought to make this happen. As you can tell from the person who said the opening lyrics, everybody, the whole crew is back. We got Patrice C, from hellandheartaches.com. Follow her on Twitter at Patrice C. Hey, Patrice.
Hello.
How you been? What you been up to?
I've been good. They were worried they were going to have to pay for this. Somebody didn't pay their daycare this week just in case. The baby could stay home one day.
Yeah. Somebody been eating Raymond's fried this week. But you can relax, everybody. It's fine. It's the same as always. We're going to talk about them thrones like we always do. And you won't have to pay a dime. Just listen to the show, man. We also have another person that was on a lot of Dim Thrones episodes. It's my man Justin, aka J Trill, aka J Treezy. What's up, Justin?
What's up, Rod, Karen, Patrice? I'm Tippy Award winning.
Tippy, of course. Tippy Award winning.
Yep.
I apologize for even not saying that first. I apologize. Tippy Award winning, Justin. Sorry. Right.
Yep. And shout out to the loyal fans. Buck. Yep. Gotta take it back to 2012.
And you know what? They love Patrice too. Patrice, you lost by like 2 votes.
She lost by 3 votes.
3 votes.
Yes. But
let me tell you something. What's crazy about that, audience? Patrice lost by 3 votes. Was never on an episode other than Dim Thrones. That's crazy. Chris was on every like 2 weeks. I was like, man, they love Dim Thrones, man. So, it's getting so popular, man, just to talk about it for a second. Like other podcasts are talking about Dim Thrones. People have been using the tag for a while, but I finally got that. Hey man, who started this?
I got confused when I went into the tag and other shows were using it. I'm like, well, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah, but that, you know, that's Twitter. The shit grows. I'm not Twitter. What are those people that want to control everything? Hey,
right.
Use that shit. It means it's working. But yeah, it was funny because people were like, you know, people were riding for us too, because they were like, hey guys, Returning Them Thrones. I'm like, hey, you know, that's Blackout Tips.
It's like, who are you?
At Patrice C, at Rodimus Prime.
You are not Rod and Karen.
Yeah, I was like, don't start a fight, everybody. It's fine. But yeah, they was at me like, you gonna say something? I'm like, it's fine.
So, you know, I'm shocked, Patrice, you haven't had a marriage proposal just based off of your appearances on Them Thrones.
I'm surprised too.
You know, it might happen this year. Who knows?
You know, if I keep it up, at the end of the season, I get a tippy.
Right.
And a ring.
Right. Oh, man. And then, of course, you know, in addition to Dim Thrones, we will be talking about, you know, all the games and stuff that the people tune in for. I know that's what you guys are here for. You know, the people with Dim Thrones, here's the rules. Don't hit us up with no spoilers. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear what happened in your book. That's between you and your book.
To yourself.
Yeah. No, I don't need any foreshadowing, ominous hints. Okay, y'all are not as clever as you think. Too many times you ruin the show. You know, I'm like, oh, Sansa is a punk. Wait till you see what happens next. Uh-huh. Stop. That was enough. I don't even want to know. I want to watch it and be surprised like everybody else. Another thing you need to know if you listen to Them Thrones for the first time. Karen has skipped around to continuity. I don't know where Karen's at. Okay. She just likes to be here.
Yeah, I just like to be here. I was excited and stuff like that. And Chris from his Sandy Check was like, you caught up? I was like, hell no. I went back to the first season, got to episode 5 or 6. Like, fuck it. I ain't gonna never catch up. I start where y'all are.
So
we might have to go back with Karen one day and do season one, because I don't think season one ever got covered.
Yeah, we really did not. We really did. I didn't know it would be a thing that people would want to hear. So.
I'm about to say, if y'all ever want to go back, y'all know I'm in. Because it'll be all new to me.
I can do a tutorial.
Right.
Yeah, season one, they had me at hello.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, also on Them Thrones, man, we live tweeted. So if you guys want to see us live tweet, you want to live tweet it with us, first of all, the hashtag is Them Thrones. It's crazy because Twitter, my Twitter autofills Them Thrones now.
Yes.
So same. I'm like, look at God, do a little praise down. Like, look, we changed the internet, motherfucker.
You don't fuck around to be trending.
Right.
I now have a curfew on Sundays. I was literally at brunch, which usually can go till like 10 o'clock, but I had an alarm set in my phone and I didn't take a coat. So I had to be home by dark.
Oh, yes. It shuts down. It's really like Cinderella at midnight mm-hmm. when it comes to that 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Cause, I don't care what your boy is doing. You know, it's like, well, your grandmama should have died earlier. I got to go.
I don't know how y'all live tweet Them Thrones. Cause for me, I'm like, I started the tweet and I was like, I just missed something. Now I got to rewind. I can't do it. I'm
right,
sorry.
If you want to know my secret. All right. And I feel like this is something everybody could benefit from. I turn on closed captioning.
Yep.
Cause I want to know what they sometimes.
Yeah. Them accents be kind of thick.
Yeah. They get a little too authentic. They're like, yeah, we decided that the Targaryen accent is like this. I'm like, I don't know what that means. So I put on closed caption. And the other thing is I'm not afraid to pause it or hit rewind. Like,
yes.
I'll get a couple minutes. I might end the episode 2-3 minutes behind everybody else, but I know what the fuck happened. You know, like people be ending the episode like, who that? I'm like, that's not good. You going to watch it all over again? Come on, man. Like,
no, I will watch it again, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I watch it twice.
I do record it.
I do watch it twice.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, for the tweets, that's why. Sometimes I'll be a little behind everybody. And I just mostly stay in my mentions, so I don't get too many, like, they cut off his hand. I don't get that. I just get to it when I get to it, you know? All right, here we go, man. This is the blackout tips and all that shit, but we got to talk about Them Thrones. This episode was named Two Swords. Mm-hmm. Ironically, Two Chains, not in it. Nowhere to be seen.
Nope, not this time.
I was really hoping for some sort of cameo. Good news is, right before we got on the air, I found out they got extended for 2 more seasons.
Yes.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. So, Them Thrones, it's going to be all over the place, man. 5 and 6 seasons. Sweet. All right, so it starts off, man, and they were showing Granddaddy Lannister melting down a sword. And yes. I thought it was, I couldn't tell whose sword it was. I just knew it was a big ass sword. And I asked whose it was. And Twitter first told me it was Ned Stark's sword. But then they said it was Robb Stark's sword. And I think Robb Stark's sword makes more sense because he just died.
Right.
So they melted his shit down into 2 different swords. And one of them looked like a little baby sword. So I'm assuming since one of them got given to Jamie, I'm assuming the little sword got to be going to Joffrey.
See,
I thought it was going to go to Tyrion.
See, oh my God. That makes so much more sense.
See, I assumed it was Jamie's. I assumed it was Jamie's former Kingslayer sword.
That he melted?
That they melted.
Nah. It was one of them big ass.
To add insult to you only got one hand.
I know, right?
That would have been the shadiest.
He was surprised by the metal that the sword was, so it wasn't his previous sword. I think it was Robb's, and before Robb's, wasn't it Ned's?
Yeah, I think so.
Unless Joffrey took that too, because you know Joffrey likes to take.
Yeah. So they melted that shit down into 2 different swords and shit. And, you know, he was, at, like every meeting between Lannisters, it couldn't just be nice. Couldn't just give him a gift and go, here you go, son, from father to son. I know you lost your hand, but, you know, I'm glad you back after being kidnapped and shit. Nope. It immediately got real petty.
And personal.
And you know what? I had to look at Jamie Lannister twice because I was like, wait, this ain't the same dude. Did they replace Jamie's?
Yeah.
And I was like, no way the original Jamie drops out of this because he's getting so much money from this. There's no way you leave this series.
You know what it is? It's the first time we've seen him clean in over a year.
Right. Yep. And that's what it came to.
Haircut, all of it.
Yeah, he had a haircut. His face wasn't dirty. And no offense to my black people, he was dressing like a nigga. He was wearing all gold. Really? Right.
He looked fancy. And I was like, that's what it is. I'm used to him looking broke.
He was stunning, man.
That's what money do for y'all. In case y'all ever want to change your life. You can go out and buy nice clothes or do whatever, but just get some money and everything else will take care of itself. Just get the money first.
It felt a lot like the scene in Django when he got to pick out his own clothes.
Yes.
It's like, you overcompensating, dog. Eric, you still ain't got a hand.
No, it don't matter. And he was like, well, yeah, I want you to go off and go somewhere else. He was like, no, I ain't going.
Yeah, he tried to tell him, Granddaddy Lannister was like, hey, cuz, your sister, she about to marry the gay dude.
He got hot about that.
Yeah.
Did you see the look in his eye?
He's like, hold up, that's my pussy.
Sister.
Yeah. And right. I mean, you gonna break up the family?
That's really what the fight was about with his dad.
Yeah.
He ain't care nothing about going to the home. Now, if his sister would have been going to the homeland too, hit him like, yeah, let me pack my bags. I don't know why I'm still here. Ain't shit for me here.
Yeah.
You know, my nephew got it. He got things under control. You here. There's no need of me being here.
Well, you knew Granddaddy Lannister was going to say something fucked up because he started off nice. And that every time he starts off nice, that just means shade is coming.
Mm-hmm. He gave him something. So something else, the other shoe has to drop.
Right. It was, here's a nice new sword. Oh, this is some nice steel. What is this, Valerian? Mm-hmm. I need you to move your ass out and go back to the old house at Casterly Rock, which nobody wants.
I don't know why either, because they consistently brag about it. This was made at Casterly Rock. Like, we have all the gold at Casterly Rock. Right.
Down at Casterly Rock. and nobody wants to go back, dog. Everybody is like, fuck that. Don't try to give me that. The old house. I want the new shit.
Can I say that's odd? Because can you imagine as a child, your parents, all you did, especially as a young man, was like, how can I sneak this girl in my house without my parents knowing about this later?
Mm-hmm.
Now he has the house to himself and he doesn't want to go.
Right. He would be living Lamont Sanford's dream.
The women there must be terrible at Casterly Rock.
Right.
The women there, like, he doesn't even want the women there. He only wants his sister. That's how terrible the women are there. Their life has to suck.
Yeah. So he tried. My favorite part in this scene, by the way, is not verbal. When Jamie tries to put the sword back with his left hand, he can't even get in the sheath. He was struggling so hard with that sheath. He was like, hold up, I almost got it. His dad's like, you're going to have to work on that left hand, ain't you?
Start learning that other hand.
He told him to hit that weight room.
Yeah, you're going to have to do some curls or something, man. You're struggling. Jamie stood up to Granddaddy Lannister and was like, no, cuz, I'm not going home. So you got to deal with it. And he's like, so you just going to stay here and be the king's best guard, basically. A glorified security man.
Top flight security in the world, Craig.
to Joffrey, who everybody hates.
And don't give a fuck about nobody.
Yeah, doesn't like anybody. Rather than go be your own man.
Poison Joffrey internally by now. Like, nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Not even the people that are supposed to like him like him.
Yeah, they like, you come outside, nigga, we gonna kill you. Bring your ass out here if you want to.
They ended last season with Cersei telling Tyrion, like, I know he's a monster, but he's mine. Like, that's the most he can get from anybody. It's like, he's fucked up, but he came out of my vagina. What am I supposed to do?
Which explains why her brother loves that vagina so much. Like, it's magical.
It must be.
It produced evil spawn magical.
So,
it got powers.
The official shade of the show started at about the 4 minute mark when, my man Granddaddy Lannister dropped, a one handed man with no family needs all the help he could get.
Yeah. That was right ugly.
Yeah. It was like, dinner is served. He told him he could keep the sword, which I thought he was going to be petty and be like, no, you can't keep the sword, bitch. Get the fuck out. He was like, yeah, keep the sword. You're going to need it. With that one hand, you're going to need it. So, they cut to my man Bronn chilling with Tyrion. And they were waiting on, I don't know what the name of this family was, but Oberyn apparently was the prince they didn't want. Like, they wanted to get the good prince that was like gonna come there and represent, you know, to show face at the wedding, to show that they have respect between the families. And instead they sent the knucklehead, dog. Oberyn is like not about these games. He didn't even ride with the party. But somehow was already at the castle when Tyrion got back.
He is about that life, and I love that. Mm-hmm. Like, he the younger brother to have all the fun.
He is the prince, he's the Harry of the situation. He's the Prince Harry. Like, he's holding line for the throne. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. Go to Vegas and be naked, and it's fine, because you're not inheriting shit.
Right. He's like, what does it matter if I don't represent?
I'm still going to be rich regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's more respected, though.
Well, first of all, respected or more crazy? Like, exactly. there's a thin line between those two. Like, there's respect and there's watch your back. This motherfucker's crazy.
And today's day is feared, but back then, fear gave you respect.
Okay. Well,
The Kingslayer got respect because he was feared. You know what I mean?
It was like The Wire. It was Oberon coming.
Right.
Omar home.
So
with a few bad bitches. Yeah. And he had a few bad bitches.
The other thing I noticed too, and I've been saying this since last season, I think Bronn gets the best lines in the show. Cause he doesn't talk much, but everything he says is just so good. In this scene, Tyrion was like, "So what do you think he is?" And he was like, probably what doing the same thing I would do out here getting these hoes, getting in these streets. And Bronn was like, Tyrion's like, what would you do if you got to town? He said, I'll probably go to sleep, but I'm getting old.
like this is an old man. You talking to the wrong one. I'm 50. No,
I'll take a nap. Shit. Get some pussy later.
Yeah. Bronn got the best hoe quotes / proverbs that you would want from a sidekick. Like, he like Pinky for Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah, he every scene. Pay attention to it, everybody that's listening. Pay attention. Every scene, Bronn has at least one, like, just ridiculously great line. Where you're just like, damn, that was good.
Yep, but it's coming from Pinky, so you don't respect it.
Yeah. Well, he's not trying to be the smartest man in the room. He's just the most practical, right?
Yep.
So, They go to the castle and we cut to Oberyn, and some chick he was with. I did not catch her name. I'm not even gonna.
That is not some chick. That is Ilaria.
Ilaria. Okay.
When I saw it, I got so excited because the actress playing her is Indira Varma, who was she's in Luther. She was in this movie 10 million years ago called Kama Sutra Book of Love. Mm-hmm. And she just like rained terror on a kingdom in that movie. And she's such a good actress. So it just set up that a lot is going to go on with those two.
She's a freak.
So, having not read the book, a lot is going to happen with those two this season.
Well, she's a freak too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like she was up in there, like he was picking out the chicks and he tried to like get one of those Bell Knox looking chicks. And she was like, put that one back.
She boring. Mm-hmm.
Get the one with the titties.
She ain't got no pizzazz.
That do the flips and shit. Like, what are you doing? Why don't waste our whole money on this?
You know?
In all honesty, that is how you should pick out your prostitute, though.
Yeah, I mean, get what you can handle. I don't know much about picking a prostitute, but I would assume, you know, people's eyes are probably bigger than their stomachs. And, you know, you should probably get what's in your means, you know, don't get too out there. You hurt, slip a disc or something. But, yeah, so the thing that was weird in this scene, because I didn't know that the dude who was the procurer of women was gay or even for sale. And Oberyn was like, yeah, dog, so you staying.
He was like, wasn't a question.
He was like, me staying? I'm not for sale.
Yeah, he was like, you are for sale. And dude was like, I don't know, man, I'm real expensive. And then he was like, you ever been fucked by a prince? And he's like, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I shall stay.
And then tried to get bold talking about which way do you like it?
Yes. He was intense. Like dude tried to be like, how you like your dick? And he was like, how the fuck I won't. I'm Oberyn, bitch. I do the fucking or the not fucking. Now you listen to me. Are you for sale? Not me.
It just made me wonder that. Why hasn't sports progressed the way Game of Thrones has?
How you mean?
With all these homosexuals. Mm-hmm. Why is sports just now in 20, 2014 getting homosexual.
Oh,
player.
Right. Yeah. Why? Yeah. It's 2014. We got our first, really our first gay NBA player. Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't believe it. They was already having him in Games of Thrones and it wasn't even a big deal. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck this dude tonight. Anyway, what else you getting into tonight?
When's dinner? And the theory behind it really is I'm so rich, I can fuck everybody.
Yeah, it didn't even, right, it didn't even seem like he was attracted to dude. He was just like,
I just don't want to miss anything.
Right.
I want all options.
It's like when you go by the buffet at the Chinese joint and you like, I guess I'll get a slice of pizza. It's here.
That's a fries.
Yeah, it ain't really Chinese, but shit, if I don't get the fries, then did I really eat? So yeah, he ordered homie off the menu, but right before they could get the fucking, man, and this is the part where I said I don't think it's respect, Justin. I think it's crazy, cause he heard that what's the name of the song?
The Reigns of Castamere. Some of the singers like next room.
He heard the Reigns of Castamere, and that is not his jam.
You saying you don't respect crazy though?
Mm-hmm. I didn't. No, I don't respect crazy.
He wanted to turn that dial on that radio.
Yeah, he said turn.
Put on a Sierra song.
He was not amused.
He turned into an old white man. He said, turn this shit down.
I was like, where is the skip button? Goddamn it.
He walked up into there and was like, who put this shit on the jukebox? And the only thing is, in this scene, I didn't know either one of these dudes' names, and they were way too confident to not have names on the casting sheet.
Exactly. From what I could gather, they were like random Lannisters.
Right. Yeah. I guess only it was like a gang. Like only Lannisters must be singing this shit out loud like that.
Right.
So I guess
this one of the distant cousins that they getting pussy out the family name, but
exactly.
Well, something about Lannisters and right hands. Oberyn came in there and was like, turn that shit off. By the way, Oberyn, another black name. But he was like, turn that shit down. I don't want to hear that shit. And they was like, we Lannisters, what you gonna do about it? And he said, don't reach for that sword. You walk around, but you be limping back.
He said, I'll be your huckleberry. This is just my game.
Right.
Yes. He jacked cuz up and then looked at the other one. He said, a long sword is not smart in close quarters.
Yep. And dude didn't even go for his sword either. And his sword was on his hip and he was like, nah.
He let his cousin.
You know they gonna be in the hospital together. Like, hey man, I had your back, right? If you would have just, see, I was waiting on him to like stab your other hand and I was gonna get his ass. Right. I wanted to see what you said. But you know, luckily, he lucky the little one came in there and broke everything up. Cause shit could have got ugly. But, yeah, so right about that time, my man, Tyrion came in and was like, come on, dog. Can't be stabbing up. You can't be stabbing people up, man. What the fuck are you doing?
He didn't even say my family. He just said people.
He's just like, come on, man. This is my job. It's like when I'm working the counter at McDonald's. Like, you can't just get a Big Mac in front of everybody, man. Come on.
No, people can't be bleeding around here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Pinky finally had to look. I don't want to have to kill you. Like, I respect your hustle.
Yeah,
but this is what I do.
Dude looked at Bron and asked, how did Bron become a knight? And he said, oh, kill the right people, I suppose. Bars. Bars
Pinky
every
is,
turn.
Pinky is killing the game.
He like, kill smart, don't kill hard. I noticed, too, Illyria was turned on by that bloodshed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because they went right to getting back to it.
Right. Like, them two is going to be a problem, man. That's a little.
The actress that was playing them, they're going to be a problem.
Yeah. They're a little too much into the fucking them up. Also, he told Tyrion to go get his daddy, which put a tear to my eye, and threatened him, too. He said, Lannisters ain't the only ones that forget that don't forget their debts.
We pay our debts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they did, if you listen to his whole speech, they did basically rape his sister and cut her in half afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, he brought up some old shit. You right. You know, Tyrion's looking like, why you gotta bring up that shit happened, like, a long time ago, dog.
He was like, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, he's like...
he's like that one... Black history class in college, where the one white kid points out that they weren't there.
And yeah, you, I never owned a slave.
My parents didn't own
slave.
Right. Why you gotta bring this up? But yeah, they said they sent the mountain up there, so she must have got real fucked up, because that's like that's my man's older brother. So shit. All right. So the dragons, we cut to them. They hanging out, having a picnic and shit.
Could have played Worst Behavior in the background with those damn dragons.
And it was cool, man, because, you know, those dragons grow so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that, like just looking at them, man, it felt like, you know, kids in the projects or some shit. Like, damn, how old are you? Are you in the NBA draft yet?
They're like tweens now.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Terrible twos or some shit.
And they acted like some badass teenagers, too.
Dog, man, when that, like, two of them was all fighting, and she was petting one of the dragons and shit, and two of them were all fighting over a big-ass, like, deer or some shit, and the deer fell in front of the dragon she was petting, and she reached out to, like, touch him again to be like, hey, dog, calm down on that deer, and he reached back like, bitch, I'm a dragon.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't even do that to a dog. So I don't know where she was going with that move. Like, he's eating. Let it happen.
She has never been whiter. And I mean, even the scene, even the scene with the light skinned Drake people holding her up, she was never whiter than that moment when she reached back from that dragon. Like, I never.
Now see, recap from last season. I have been saying she on a high horse and she needs to get checked. Mm-hmm. And them dragons.
They're the only ones.
Who better to check you than your child that's bigger than you now?
Yeah, she can't whoop them or nothing.
Yeah, she can't do nothing.
That's what happened when you raise kids with only punishment.
Yep.
You know, you need a belt sometime. Also, like, the dragons probably call her by her first name now and shit. Daenerys, no. I do what I want to.
Fuck you, Mom.
No, Daenerys.
You know, stop blowing fire all over the house. You didn't say that when I was killing people for you.
Right. You had no problem when you said Draconis. What about that?
But you know what I noticed, too? She needed to hurry her campaign up and stop wandering around, going from little city to little city, collecting slaves.
Like, send a note ahead. Send a note that you're coming.
Yeah. She, like, got to catch them all.
Yeah, now she's... And I was like, wait. So now you still want to take the time to bury people that somebody put up on a stick.
Right, yeah. I mean, but that's her thing, is she's sympathetic to the whole slave life, and that's why people fuck with her.
It's holding her back in life, though.
Well, you know, you got to co-opt the black culture, man. That shit been going on for a while, and I feel like she's doing a good job of it. Also, her fine-ass assistant is back, so I forgot about her fine-ass personal assistant, even though she ain't really had too many lines except to say... That Dario and Grey Worm was out playing spades or some shit.
They were having a big dick contest.
Right,
in the
right.
Yeah,
but,
they was out there in the alley gambling.
But that's what she get. She want to fuck with black people. The thing she need to know about black people is we only going to work 2 to 3 days out the week. We going to gamble. We want our malt liquor. You know what I'm saying? We want our malt liquor.
Yeah,
and we like crabs in a barrel. We going to pull you down eventually. We not going to work together, but for so long.
So anyway.
And not even gamble, but fight over who gets to sit in the front seat.
Right.
Right.
Right. They fighting over that. And they just want to smell her coochie.
The thing is, like, Grey Worm is, like, castrated. So.
What you doing?
Yeah. Get your ass back to work, bruh. Like, you should be the most focused dude on the mission. what? You should never need to sneak off with no chicks. You should never need a break. Like, you should just be on work time all the time.
Well, see, I guess.
That's like having a gluten allergy and being in a croissant factory.
Right.
But as a woman, in theory, wouldn't you really enjoy that? Cause that means he's only about pleasing you in one type of way, and the other, you can have friends with benefits.
Well, we're saying, well, I don't know how jealousy is or whatever, but I'm saying he needs to be focused. Not, he don't need to be fucking with Dario. Dario is a bad influence, man. When have you ever met a dude named Dario that you was like, I want to kick it with him all the time instead of going to work?
I'm not hanging out with him because he's a nigga on the low anyway.
See, and Dario is that one your mama said, see that nigga right there? Don't hang out with Dario.
Right.
Stay away.
Mm-hmm. But they replaced Dario, by the way. And I like the other Dario Naharis that look like Fabio. I know people say this dude better and a good actor.
I like Fabio too.
But Fabio dude was like a nice change of pace for me. Like, oh, look at this dude. But he gone, and this new dude is there, and he immediately hit my man Grey Wolf with a castration joke.
Yep.
So all that competition for nothing, he's still gonna lose. That was a low blow, and he still hit him with that. So
her other guard, though, I think, what's his name, the one that he really a criminal, he can't go back to the homeland.
His name is the simp, Jorah.
Yeah, him.
Yeah,
that's really who she need to be kicking it with.
Man, nah, dog. He like the Drake.
Jorah love her too much. No.
Yeah, yeah. Like he one of them people that love you more than respect you, and can't, like, he'll never check you or be wrong. You know, like he that dude that just is jealous, but like he'll call you in the middle of the night and you with your man
to ask what you're thinking.
Right.
Yeah, he'll come over and paint your toes.
He don't even want to come over because he respect you too much for that. Like, nah, you. Women need to be fucked sometimes.
He'll
man.
Just hold you. Yeah, he won't fuck you.
Yeah,
just hold
he
you
just
want
to hold your hand.
All the shade for the women in here. Fellas, I hope y'all hearing this.
Yeah.
He's sending Instagram DMs of things that made you think of him.
No, right.
He be not a dick pic in the bunch.
No dick pics.
He subtweet
too much.
Yeah. He be subtweeting on Twitter talking about nice guys and how they don't get enough women and thugs get all the women. So yeah, no, he too soft, man. But
he's
that
I wish you were Idris Elba tag.
Yes. he's like, I just go in and apologize for not being Idris right off top.
I tried to get the nice guy some love.
He's too nice, man.
Yeah. I mean, he killed enough people to prove he the one, though. He will kill for you.
He's a beast, but he's not. Like, after you look, dog, she had that Dothraki dick, man. It's a wrap. Like, once she tamed that dude, I said, it's a fucking rap, man. Like, no regular nigga gonna ever be able to fuck with her again, dog. She is done. She overcame sexual assault and turned it into sex.
I guess
nigga, what?
I guess they did have virginity tightening cream.
Yeah.
Back then to get her back.
That's way too powerful. I'm not even talking about her vagina being big. I'm just saying, as a person that you
mentally
think you, yeah, I cannot fuck with that. She's way too powerful for your boy, and definitely too powerful for Jar. That's not even close, man.
She gave him a heart attack. He old.
Like, if I went to prison tomorrow, I wouldn't be able, like, yeah, after a while, I turned the fucking into, like, me telling them what to do. What? What?
Oh, you turned into Chosen?
Right. Yeah. It's not gonna happen.
Her wedding gift was, like, rape and a horse.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
And she turned that shit into a kingdom. She a beast, man.
He said, love it.
Started from the bottom. literally. So, Shay is apparently very petty and jealous of Tyrion trying to keep Sansa alive. Like, I'm not sure what she expects Tyrion to do with Sansa. Like, I mean, he's trying his best to be like, can you at least make this shit look good? Because I just want you to live.
You're
like,
crying and being depressed all the time.
Right. He's not even over there, like, really trying to kick it with her so much as trying to be like, we're Lannisters now. You need to keep up appearances because this shit is treacherous as fuck. And this is how you die. And Sansa, like, I just want to be sad, man.
I wanted her to jump already. I really wanted her to jump. Like, when she was on the edge, I just...
Yeah. Part of me was like, just jump, man. Just end it all. Like, you don't got to suffer.
Yeah, live forever in name and in spirit, not in flesh, because I'm tired of you and your acting.
Yeah.
I hate your character.
She, like, I think juxtaposed to Arya, it just makes me more mad. And the other Starks, like, all the other Starks have so much, like...
Get up and go.
Yes. Like, they really be like, oh, you slapped me? Okay. Like, they want to fight, and she has that, like, you slap me? Why? And run off and cry about the shit.
And, you know, I love the writing for this show, because, like, I don't know if y'all watched the marathon they had on all weekend for Game of Thrones, but I had caught the episode, like, the first one, and she was waiting outside when the Lannisters, not the Lannisters.
Joffrey?
Yeah, when he first came, she was like, oh, he's so dreamy.
Oh,
I want to get married to him. I just want him to have his pussy. I don't know what sex is about, but I want him to have it.
Yeah,
and her, and you know, like you said, Ariel's looking at her like, "What?
No,
bitch, yeah. Not
like,
him.
I'm trying to win this bow and arrow contest our brothers got going on in the backyard."
She was looking like dick. I ain't got no time for no dick.
Yeah, why? When you trying to play swords or not? Like, so, yeah. So apparently, she was being all sad and shit. Her whole family was dead and she won't get over it. Move on. Come on. Yeah, she's stuck on that, you know, they killed my family. My sister's missing. You know, I'm the only one alive. And Tyrion was like, yeah, you're the only one alive. That's the point. Keep it going.
You know, high five, girl.
Right. You won. That's what I'm trying to do.
You got what you asked for. She got what she wanted. She could have left with the beast.
Mm-hmm.
True. You know, she could have left. Her sister had been told her a long time ago, we need to leave this place. Why are you defending Joffrey?
Oh, and she was the one that like kind of cut her whole family out. And she's the one that told Ned to admit to being a traitor.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. She's a problem from the start. But last season, Rod, you had the Passion of the Theon. I think this season it's 12 years of Sansa.
You know what? I'm not even gonna lie. I'm in. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. so eloquently and beautifully put.
Yeah.
That's why Patrice is here, man. But I'm in.
I'm into it. And ain't she the one that he didn't have sex with like he was supposed to?
Right.
He not beating her. He not abusing her. He can if he wanted to. He was like, bitch, I'm being nice.
Right.
I ain't trying to fuck you. Yeah. I'm disobeying my daddy. He want kids. What else the fuck you want?
He disobeying her for now.
Yeah.
Till Joffrey end up being that baby daddy.
Yeah, exactly. Joffrey was fucking around too much.
Joffrey did put in that offer like, well, you know, my uncle kind of an imp, so you probably want my seed.
Speaking of play too much, Shay play too much, man. Like, she showed up in bed like, yeah, I'm trying to fuck, what's up? Knowing he had all this shit on his table.
You know?
Like, she have no consideration. She's like, but what about my needs, Tyrion? Yeah. She's like, when we first got together, you couldn't keep your hands off of me, now look at you.
You right, Patrice. He needed to remind her that you, just a few months ago, you was on your back for everybody.
Yeah. He's like, I tried to make you into something. My dad won't let us be together. But she got mad, man. She tried to accuse him of, like, trying to be with Sansa. And he's like, I don't even want to be with her. Like, she crying and shit. Like, just calm.
Like, bitch, that could have been happening. Calm down. Why are you crying?
Right. Like, I would have been did that shit if I wanted to. What's wrong with you? But she being unreasonable, so
and being crazy, and didn't try to give her some diamonds before, and was like, go ahead and leave town, and she bought that up. He was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because he ain't know.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Varys tried to give
Varys
her.
Varys tried to do that.
Yeah, he's like, here's some diamonds.
He was like, here's some money, bitch. Leave town. You causing problems.
Yeah, but she love him, so okay.
She gonna end up dead soon.
What?
Yes.
My man Jamie got fitted for a gold hand.
Ah, yes, just he did.
To go with the gold wardrobe. So now he's stunting on these haters like that.
His pimp hand is strong. His pimp hand really is strong.
Use the heaviest metal possible.
Right. Like, did you hear the weight of it when he, like, let it go and then stumped the table? I mean, he need to just switch to punching niggas. Like, fuck a sword.
Yeah, that pimp hand real strong.
Just punch it.
Nubs. Yeah, should stick with the nubs.
Yeah, he was like, my pimp hand made out of gold. What's yours made out of?
Right.
Somebody just gonna steal it in his sleep anyway. I mean, what is he tripping about?
Right.
And melt it down.
Right. So yeah, he had the gold hand and the Mr. Han from Enter the Dragon collection. Cause I feel like now he need to get like gold interchangeable hands. Like one could be like a toothbrush.
Gold all in his watch.
Yeah.
Gold all in his
Right. One could be like a claw. Get a hook. Like he need to hook it all up, man.
He needs some other accessories too. Like you know, now he can get the earrings to match all that stuff.
But this scene was so funny to me. Cause like he gets fitted for the gold hand, and the homie that put the hand on him was like, you know, appreciate it. And Cersei's like, good job. And he was like, why you keep this? Who is this creep? I'm like, dude, you putting your hand on. You're welcome, by the way, asshole. You walking around with no hand a second ago, but okay, now you looking gift horses in the mouth. And she was basically like, he a dude that, you know, does some work for me. And he's like, oh, you fucking him? I'm like, calm down. Damn, you pressed as shit to get this pussy again. He tried to go over and initiate, you know, a little bit of incest. And she decided she's too good for that now.
You know, all of a sudden.
Right. She was basically like, love should have brought your ass home last night.
I got kidnapped. She was like, fuck a kidnapping.
She told him he was taking too long, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was, like, we saw the ordeal he went through last season.
You know?
He was never taking the long right way home. He never took, he didn't take the scenic route.
No, ma'am. I would have looked right in her face. Bitch, I fought a bear.
Right.
To get my ass here to you.
You know, we don't have iPhones.
She played that Tony Braxton on and walked out the room.
Yeah, man.
I thought he was going to take it for a second. I really thought he was going to try to take it. Like, yeah. I was like, wait, is he not taking no for an answer right now?
See, I couldn't picture him doing that to
him. Not with one hand.
No. I couldn't picture him doing that to Cersei specifically because Cersei would kill him in some horrible, horrible
but
way.
But he's that desperate to get some of his sister. Like, he ain't been with no hooker since he been back in town.
He doesn't just want it. He loves her.
Right. And Kingslayer ain't, I don't think he's a rapey type, man.
You think his voyage, his 12 years?
Like, it would be on some Darren Sharper shit if he was raping people. Think, like, he don't need to.
You think
that would be something he's into.
You think he grew somewhat of a conscience?
He never, but he didn't do that before. Like, he just, that's never been his thing with her. Like,
he never had to, though.
Right, and he never will have to.
He won't get it no
more. He's the most handsome motherfucker in the castle. And he just happens to only love this woman. He's not gonna take it. That's not what he would do.
I don't think he realized it, but he on the same level as Tyrion now.
He might be, but I just don't think he'll ever accept that. Yeah, I think, I don't know. That would be so out of character if they wrote that scene in. I mean, they could, but I would be like, really, nigga? Like, Jamie would do that? I couldn't buy it.
Desperate Jamie. That
look, Jamie got his hand cut off trying to help with that rape, dog.
Man,
look,
he been looking.
Hold up, let me finish. All do you understand? He lost a hand over the idea of rape to somebody he didn't like. Exactly. Why would he be a rapist? It don't even make sense.
He fought a bear and knew he wasn't gonna fuck her.
Yeah, he was like, if big ass Brian tried to be like, hey, trying to get some of this, he would be like, hell no, what's wrong with you? But he lost his hand to protect her chastity, man. I really think he would not take it, man.
There's no raping.
Yeah. I just thought he was desperate. I thought he might cry. When she kept hitting him with that no, I was like, he gonna have to keep sweat for this pussy. Just go ahead and start begging, bruh. He was like, nah, I'm fine then. And he kind of got bailed out because I think he would have cried or had a temper tantrum. But the help walked in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably good they didn't start fucking because she would have been dead.
Exactly.
that, by the way, on the low in Game of Thrones, that has to be the most scariest part about any job occupation, waiting on royal people.
Girl, I would knock so loud and walk so heavy.
What?
You, everybody know I'm about to enter the room.
Right. I would be like, housekeeping. Housekeeping.
I'm full of rocks and just throw them in the room before I walk in.
I know, and marbles, everything. I'm about to come in here. I don't want to see nothing illegal. I want to live.
Right. Why? Wearing a blindfold and shit.
I would have the poorest eyesight. That's what I was going to say. Like, yeah. I would be known for, I can't see that far, massa. If it ain't in my face, literally, I can't see.
What? Man, she don't know how close she was to death. She would have fucked around and got thrown out that window.
I mean, he'll push the kid out the window, but won't take it from his sister. Okay.
Yeah. Ygritte and the Wildlings, they was chilling. She got accused of still loving her some John. I watched the last half of the last episode, and I gotta say, man, I agree. She didn't hit him in any area that would kill him, and she definitely could have.
No. She just wanted him to know she was mad.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a way of telling me you're upset with me, baby.
You're going to take a wound.
Yeah. When a woman's fed up, as they say, she was clearly fed up with his shit, but she did let him live, man. So
just come bite my lip or pinch me real hard. Like, just let me know.
Don't hit me with no arrows.
Yeah, you ain't got to be shooting arrows in my leg and back and stuff. You might hit a ligament or something that just ain't gonna heal right.
First of all, he does have a lip now. But second of all, when I watch that scene again, my favorite part is that she hits him off screen with one more arrow.
Yep.
Like, you hit a horse galloping and then, ugh. It's like, she is not a joke.
And it was like dead in the center of his back.
Yes. Walk that off.
What she was more upset about was once he decided to fight, he didn't take her with him.
Yeah.
He was like, you can't come with me.
Some new motherfucker showed up called Fins.
Mm-hmm.
They're not thin at all. They should be called thicks. Them motherfuckers are like Samoans.
And they had tattoos all up in their faces.
Scars on their faces. They was all like 7 feet tall and shit.
I think I said they were like medieval Debos.
Yes. Yes. And,
what you got on my fire, homie?
And, they was, barbecuing some arm.
Yeah. Yeah. Them niggas brought an arm with them.
And barbecued
kicked, but hold up. They kicked everybody off the grill.
It's like, move, we bought our own meat.
Move your little animal meat off the grill, dog. And it was like, y'all getting fat up here, eating good. Look at y'all looking all hearty and shit. Luckily, y'all ain't as fat as the people at, the other castle we just came from. We ate everybody.
Look, y'all ain't as tasty.
Yeah. We got some leftovers too. Anybody want some arm? No, y'all good? I thought he was sizing up Egret because, I thought he was going to get kind of rapey or something, but, sounded like he was going to eat her. He was like, nah, I like him big.
Too skinny. He said she was too
skinny. Yeah, he said she was scrawny and then turned and looked at a big ass piece of arm. Like, now this is what I'm talking about. That's a woman.
Damn. How could you ever trust making love with him? Like, one second you kissing. Next thing you know, he nibbling on your side, on your neck.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's a gash on the side of your neck.
Like, you know he only looks in the BBW section. X videos.
That's all he down for.
Yeah.
The bigger, the better.
So he was punking them, man, which, you know, we haven't really seen the Wildlands get punked before. Cause they so, you know, gung-ho about everything. But he was like, I see y'all lost y'all, dude that can communicate with animals. Also, what happened to that, Stark boy that y'all supposed to have?
Yep.
Oh, he gone? Psh, y'all fucking up.
He was like, hey, y'all let me sneak up on y'all.
Yeah, why y'all didn't hear our big ass is coming?
He was like, this is the camp y'all renting?
Yeah, he was basically called them soft. And dude said, I don't answer to you. I answer to some other motherfucker. And he was like, okay.
I felt like that was a scene from 300.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, the little guy that they wouldn't let join, and 300, that because he was like, I guess, deformed or whatever, they were sizing him up like,
I remember that.
You're not good enough to roll with us,
right?
And I probably will end up killing you soon, like, mm-hmm. So you better watch your back.
Cut to John. John was talking to my man, Sam. You know, it's good to see them back together. That's my
yes.
You know, like, they spent a lot of time apart last season, and that's my good buddy comedy right there. And Sam was like, hey, John, you cool? You know, it's good to see you back. You know, go talk to the council, get this shit figured out. They ain't going to be able to get nothing on you. And he was like, nah, I've done some pretty fucked up shit, dog, and I'm going to tell the truth about it. And he did.
I was like, why?
He was in there saying shit while I was like, at a point, it became bragging. Like, at first I thought, he's a good dude for telling the truth. But then he was like, and I saw them titties, and that was good. And I was,
did it all while I was out there.
Yeah, it was some wilding pussy, you know what I'm saying?
I did drugs, so. I smoked crack, I did weed, I drank, I fucked. What y'all gonna do?
Right.
I smoked, and I drank. I gave some pussy, I'm supposed to stop, but I can't.
he was like the Amish coming back from that.
I was just about Bum Springer.
Yes! He was like, I saw all the TV shows. It was cool.
I drove.
Right.
You think he started bragging because Sam was like, man, I told him about my, I tried to tell him it ain't my son. It was like, this your son now. You can keep him.
Yeah.
Like, you think Sam was like, man, so just be honest.
The most interesting thing about this was, it wasn't just that. It was that apparently them niggas don't take that vow that serious anyway. I was like, Sam really, if I was Sam, I would be hot. Like, hold up, man. So we could get pussy all this time?
Just from the certain group down the street?
Yeah, I've been jacking off all this time. John, watching John get pussy, being jealous, and I could have just went down to the whole house? Come on, man.
But they wanted to kill, that one dude wanted to kill John.
Yeah, he did.
And why?
He was so pressed to kill John.
Yeah, and that old man was like, look.
I can smell the vagina on him. Kill him. Boo this man.
I know.
He got wild and pussy. I ain't never had no wild and pussy. But he get
got
wild and
special
pussy.
Pussy.
He got to go.
It got freedom on it.
It smelled like everything I ain't got.
Right.
And that old man looked at him like, look, dog, if we were banning folks, wouldn't nobody be here?
Yeah, he was like, we can't kick people out for getting pussy. That's ridiculous. But yeah, he walked out of there like a man. with a limp. Cause, she still put them arrows in his ass. I saw that limp too. I was like, that's good. But he gonna be thinking about her every time it get cold.
Yeah, the arthritis gonna cut up. I know about the arthritis. Them bones gonna ache. He gonna be out there with them. He gonna be like, it's gonna rain. They be like, how you know? My bones ache. Yeah. My bones ache.
When them arrows hit me.
You know what? He gonna be like, winter is really coming, y'all. It's gonna be extra cold this year.
You think they had to leave part of the arrow in his leg or in body parts like they do bullets these days? They don't take the bullet out. So,
dude, you know, like every time he goes up a flight of stairs, he gonna be like that bitch.
Cause imagine an arrow. You know how an arrow is made. Yeah. Like you can't just pull that shit out. You gotta cut the whole large piece out to be able to pull it out.
Yeah, it's probably still in them. Who knows?
Yeah, this was back in the day too. They probably just got the wood out. I was like, fucking leave the metal in there.
He walked around every day. And she did the right, that's the right kind of vengeance for a woman, because every single day of his life, he's gonna think, I should have just told her. And that's all she wants, is for him to be like, I should have told her the truth.
She would have killed him though.
Nah, if he would have said come with me, she probably would have went. She was ride or die.
I think she was. Too.
Yeah, I believe, like, the tears in her eyes when she hit that nigga with them arrows, I said she would have came.
She knew he was leaving, though.
He could have just been like, get on the back. Listen, this is how much they was in love, dog. If he would have just said, hop on the back of the horse after the first arrow, she would have said, okay, I don't know why you was tripping.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't invite her.
I would have invited her as soon as she hit me with an arrow.
He could have been like,
come on then.
Like, you free. Like, you.
I didn't know you wanted to go that bad. End of discussion.
Like, why you playing? Ouch.
You think you free? Come see what real freedom is like.
Man, this motherfucker, first of all, that's not real freedom. But he got hit with that arrow and said, I love you and you love me and you won't do this. She's already 1/4 of the way into doing it. Just go ahead and stop it and say, come with me. Stop tripping. Alina back. Old lady Alina. Yes. She was hanging out with, what is the conniving ass, prince's name?
Marjorie.
Yeah, Marjorie. She conniving and shit. I like her, but damn, she conniving. She good. She gonna stay alive.
And her daughter?
Yeah, yeah. But she gonna, granddaughter, but yeah, she gonna stay alive cause like, she know the game. She just be like, yeah, he got a necklace full of bird heads. Alina's like, shh, we don't talk like that.
Bitch.
Right. They could be right here. They listening.
You know?
She act like they had wiretap or something.
She know Joffrey don't really like women.
You right. Well, he like hurting things. Alina was back and she was being real extra sassy. And my favorite thing was when Brienne. This might be the line of the show, man.
I know exactly what you're about to say.
Brienne walked up, man. Y'all know she's like 8 feet tall and shit. And they had her in this dress, man. Like, she just looks so... She looked like every WNBA draft pick.
She's like, that Tom Hanks show bosom buddy.
Yeah, right.
She's like, why the fuck do I got this on?
Like, she would never wear this dress if she didn't have to. But yeah, so she came over to be like, hey, my ladies, what's going on? And, she's turned around in her chair and said, aren't you just marvelous?
You big bitch.
Oh my.
Yes. With a silent implied you big bitch on it. Yes. Oh, that was so good. She was, and then like, you could tell Brian was like, damn, you really gonna go in on me? And she was like, she flipped it on some like, no, you one of a kind, dog. You special. Like, look at your big ass, man. Ain't nobody fucking with you.
Can you see the mountains up there, girl?
I wish I was being like you. I would be dunking on people and shit. God, she flipped it, man. I love Alina. She dealt to let them talk and shit. I already forgot what they talked about just now. I can't remember how important that was. I'll have to rewatch that part again. Hopefully it wasn't.
Oh, she talked about being her protection.
Oh, yeah. She told her brother got killed by that pussy poltergeist. That's what it was. She's like, oh, you know your brother got killed by a pussy poltergeist. It had Stannis Baratheon's face or whatever, and it just killed his ass. I know it sounds crazy, but I was there. And she was basically like, okay, I guess. I mean, what do you say to pussy poltergeist, dog? You just gotta, I mean, big ass motherfucker tell you smoke monster killed your brother. You really just gotta go with it, man. I mean, there's really nothing else to say. Joffrey was bored as shit playing Angry Birds while they were supposed to be doing wedding shit.
Did you see that statue of him?
Yeah, man.
Like Joffrey?
Trying to act like he brave.
Like he killed, like he really killed anything.
I saved the city. Whatever. Punk. But yeah, man, he roasted Jamie, man. And it was actually really, really fucking funny.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I'm at this point, and this might be a bit controversial. Mm-hmm. I'm already at the point where I know I'm gonna miss him when he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm supposed to want him to die, and y'all are right. He's terrible. But man, he be roasting the shit out of his uncles, man. Yeah.
He tries so hard. Nobody
else could get away with it the way he does.
He flipped the pages. Like the strategy that it takes to even be this fucked up. He opened up the book of all the heroic deeds of the other knights. Read three or four other niggas. Got to Jamie and was like, why your shit just a paragraph, bro? Damn.
He want to be Tywin so bad. Like, it's too soon for him, though. That's the thing. Like, I don't think Tywin, his grandfather, was this bad this soon.
Yeah.
He worked his way up to it.
Yeah. Tywin seems to have earned it. He seems to have killed people and shit. Joffrey ain't.
Right. Joffrey just want to be nasty now, and he ain't earned it right.
But, man, he should have never tried to make him pay attention. Just let him play Angry Birds, man. Like, he's sitting there looking at crossbows and shit.
And he had jokes. He ain't know shit about history.
But you know why, too? Because he noticed his daddy on the low.
Mm-hmm.
He heard the rumors. He tried to talk to his mama about it, and she said that she ended it real quick last season. He heard the rumors. He noticed his daddy. He know he fucked up.
Anything he doesn't know, and then Sansa just dropped that like a bomb, and that's what gets her killed.
Oh, my God. I can see it. She got to have, like, that's one thing about Sansa. When she does die, she got to at least have a moment of triumph where she finally speaks her fucking mind. Because if I see her bite her tongue one more goddamn time, I'm like, come on, man, just say it, you sad motherfucker.
What happened to Littlefinger?
Well, he wasn't in this one, but them hoes at the beginning was his.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they brought it up.
His whole house. He was in the background in the mix for a second, I think.
Yeah, like, he didn't get no lines, but, you know, he out there scheming, plotting and shit. Sansa told Tyrion she liked to go pray, not because she believed in no religion. She just tired of motherfuckers trying to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, we cut to her praying and shit. And she started hearing noises and running through the woods because, you know.
She thought it was Joffrey.
She had that moment. She's like, was somebody listening this morning?
Am I going to get wood harassed? Who's out here?
Turns out it was the former knight, current fool of the court, and drunkard. And he had a very sweet story for Sansa about how his family was destroyed as much as hers, and he gave her, like, this blue necklace and shit, like...
From the Claire's Boutique of Westeros.
Mm-hmm.
The boutique.
He said it was all my mama had before they got her like they got y'all, so...
His last prized possession.
Yeah,
he saved his life on Joffrey's birthday, because remember, mm-hmm, he was supposed to be killed, and she's like, spare him, because it's bad luck to kill somebody on your birthday.
Yep. He wanted to... Oh, he owed her one.
Mm-hmm. So he gave her a cheap necklace.
So then we get to
Well, it gotta be cheap for you.
Come on,
gotta
man.
Gotta put 99 cents though.
Yeah, I've been to the flea mall. And I know a $10 chain going for $20 when I see one.
Exactly.
And that was it.
You saying that's cubic zirconia.
I'm saying I would have talked them down to half price, is what I'm saying. So we get to my favorite part, the Hound and Arya.
Rod, may I say, before you jump in on this portion, this is the reason I have not spoken to you much in like 2.5 weeks, because I was so scared I was just going to have to tell you what happened.
Yeah, you
I
told me.
Stayed away from you.
You told me you had seen it already, and I was like, all right, I know not to ask no questions. But yeah, this part right here, you called it. You was like, this is right up your alley, and it was. they was riding around chilling and shit. And the thing is, I remember from, like I said, I watched the last episode, from last season earlier this week. And, I remember when she killed homie that was bragging about, like, cutting off a wolf's head and putting it on top of, mm-hmm, her brother's body and how they was fucking everybody up and shit. Yeah, and
talked about how they did her mama.
Yeah, like I remember him talking about that, and she just hopped off the horse without even telling the hound shit. Walked up, was like, I'm so hungry. I just would like some food. And she dropped that coin. He's like, stupid bitch. Stab, 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 stab.
Yes, get into the business.
Yeah. And the hound came out of nowhere to protect his investment and killed everybody else before sitting down to eat some of them, what was on the grill.
Some of them vittles.
Yeah. Yes. And, but his thing wasn't, why did you do that or don't do that? He said, next time, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid attention to that shit because I was like, he's still ride or die. He understands sometimes a motherfucker gotta die. So yeah, that was something I noticed that she still might violate that rule because niggas be talking a lot.
And he didn't know she had that knife on that episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was like, where'd you get that from?
Yeah, like, she said, you.
It's yours.
I stole it from you. You okay? I learned it from you.
Like, don't sleep on me. Like, yeah. I could have been got rid of you too now.
So,
yeah, she keep telling him she gonna cut him and kill him.
They come across a tavern. And they notice that, one, she's like, I notice I ain't got my own horse. He's like, why the fuck would I give you a horse? You just gonna run off and, you know, also, you know, horse is expensive. Where the fuck we gonna just get a horse from? That's crazy. And so he was, they noticed that a couple of the dudes that killed her friend and got them tortured and shit for that long time. She noticed that a couple of them was hanging out. They were, you know, the king's men. And they was like, we're just chilling, watching the game, raping. You know how it is.
You know how we do.
You know, promoting rape culture.
It's the pillage.
You know, so.
Wu-Tang album. Wu-Tang album was playing in the back. It's
right.
The pillage.
Right. It was like, what y'all doing? Raping and pillaging, dog. Raping and pillaging. What
That's
you
what we do.
So she ran down there because she was like, oh, this nigga got my sword still.
Yeah, I see it. I'm getting it.
Yeah, I'm getting needle back.
I likes it.
He said, what's needle? She was like, nigga, my sword. Why are you acting? What? The part where I said we going is what you need to know.
And I want shit.
Keep up.
Right. Yeah, did he tell her only cunts name they swords?
Yes, he did. Nobody says cunt like the hound, by the way.
He's the only one that should be allowed to say it on the whole show.
Seriously. He said cunt like three times in one scene. Each time I was like, yes. So he was like, no, you can't go in there and get your sword. Let's go. And before he could snatch her back up, one of the dudes opened the door. And he was like, damn you big. He just let him walk. He just let him walk in. Like, he didn't even really greet him. He just was looking like, God damn, I guess you coming in.
He moved to the side.
Yeah, shit, I was opening this for you, bro.
And he ain't even warned his companions.
Right.
That's the nigga that says, you know what, I really ain't trying to die today. I'm gonna just go sit down in the corner.
Like, you see a big, tall nigga with half a face, you let him come in, right?
Yeah. And the most And the most fucked up part, he was looking at her like, we're not going in there. You know, let's talk about this. And she was like, fuck that. I want my sword.
Right. So, they come in, sit down. These dudes basically told the tavern owner, like, yo, get me some more food. We the kings, man. We taking this shit. And the dude was like, all right, that's cool, but can y'all please, like, not rape my daughter? And they was like, what, nigga? No, of course we raping your daughter. What kind of question is this?
Two, three times.
Yeah, if she handles herself well, we won't take her with us, okay? Damn.
I'm dead.
All this begging.
It made me wonder why you got her out here serving.
Man, he ain't know them niggas, them ruffians is gonna come through.
Ready for the rapist to come.
Yeah.
It can't be the first time somebody came through there and was like, your daughter looked pretty nice, bro.
It might be, dog. You probably from the Shire, dog. That shit probably where the Hobbits is raised. That place looked nice as shit, man. That dude's like, just come up in there rape. And they supposed to be, that's like the cops coming through your restaurant be like, we raping today. Like, why? Y'all the cops.
The head raper did say that sometimes they have more daughters in the back. So at least he got a couple of them to scurry off.
Yeah. He was actually like, so the head rapist in charge, HRIC, he walked over and was like, oh shit, is that my nigga Hell? What's going on, TMT? What's going on, baby?
What's up, baby?
So he walked over. He was like, what's up, dog? What you doing? And the hound's like, I'm just blowing through town trying to get my hands on some of this chicken. And he was like, well, you know me. Keeping it real. We rolling with the king. And the hound's like, fuck the king. And I was like, the needle skipped on the record. Like, yo. Like, this is not gonna go well. Like, I had hope for a second. Like, well, they probably like had to kill him in their sleep or come back. He was like, all y'all dying right now because fuck the king. And dude tried to drop that. I heard you ran from a battle.
Hey, hold on real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
It made me like the hound because before
you didn't like him before this.
Before I was kind of shaky on him. I wasn't sure.
That's my nigga. I'm sorry.
Right, I wasn't sure.
For life.
I really wasn't sure. You
that
know
dude,
what I'm saying?
That dude beat a man that can't die. What the fuck else you want?
I just wasn't sure.
With a flame sword.
I'm just saying, at the time, I wasn't sure.
Okay.
But now, once he said, fuck the king, I was like, oh, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Like, I was like, okay, yo.
He said it the same way you say, fuck the police.
Yeah, he did.
Like, the king? Are you right? We talking about the king? The king, really?
Yeah, that right there, fuck him.
Right. So he said, fuck the king. And it got a little less kind, but dude still knew he was a big-ass motherfucker. So he was like, yeah, man, that's cool. But like I was saying, before I was so rudely interrupted, I heard you ran off from battle anyway. And he was like, what you gonna do about it, dog?
He looked back at his boys.
He's like, you know what I heard is I like chicken. So why don't you give me one of them chickens? And he was like, nah, man, you could pay for some chicken. He's like, did you pay for the chicken? He's like, that ain't the point. Why you bringing up old shit? I'm the king's man, and you got to pay for the chicken. Chicken free for me, $3.50 for you. Do you got money or not? He's like, I ain't got no money. He's like, why don't we trade? We could fuck the little girl, cause it seems like she's ready.
Oh, Lord.
Well, her body was calling here.
Q. R. Kelly.
He was very R. Kelly.
Yeah, apparently her body was calling. He shouted out his homie in the back who's like, shit, he like him pre-raped.
Speaking of.
What is that? And dude was like, yep, that's me. Yep.
I bet you R. Kelly watching this right now, like, why couldn't I have been born a few centuries earlier?
No.
Right. Sir Kelly. That sounds good. But, yeah, homie in the back was like, shout out to rape. Yeah. I'm down with that.
And my line was the one he kept talking. He was like, oh, this talking is making me thirsty.
He said, the more you talk, it just makes me thirsty.
Yes.
Put his drink down, which still had shit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And drank the other dude drank up. Like, give me your shit. I drank your milkshake. And sipped on his shit and was like, what about them chickens, though?
You've been drinking from the King's Kool-Aid too long.
Yeah, what'd you say, Patrice?
He was like, now I want two chickens.
Yeah, now it's two chickens because you kept talking. And see how this works? Dude start talking some more. He's like, God damn, I got to eat all the chickens. Like, I'm not even that hungry.
All the hog maws.
But on principle, I'm eating all the chickens. He had enough of that shit, man. And I saw the look on dude's face that said, I should have gave him the chickens.
Yes.
when he was drinking his drink, his face said, God damn, I should have just gave him that chicken a minute ago. Now I can't because all my boys watching. And he said, look, Hal, you going to die for some chickens? And like, every person that's ever been to a Popeyes, he said, someone is.
It's going to be some bloodshed over this chicken in here.
Let's be honest, Popeyes is never in the best part of your neighborhood. But
shout out to churches, too.
Yeah, he said, someone is. And, they fucked them dudes up. God damn. He hit dude that was the rapist in the nuts with the sword and shit. Like, God damn, they fucked him up, man. He made one dude eat the sword.
Yeah.
He died excruciatingly slow. He got hit in the face with that sword like 5 times, man. He was just slamming him into the sword. Like, it looked, first it was like the first time he was just gonna stab it all the way through him. I was like, oh, what a terrible way to die. But he only did him a little bit. Then he was like, and some more, and some more, and some more, and some more. You dead. Next. Oh my God.
He took his
man.
Time killing that dude.
And then Arya start catching bodies.
Yeah, because she
was time.
Yeah, she was like, oh, y'all gonna sneak up on him? I don't think so.
She said, let me get some too now. It was like Batman and Robin, dude.
She went right for her sword.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She got that needle, cut cuz in his legs. He hit the ground. He's like, this little bitch is killing me. Like, this is not how I thought today was gonna go.
Yeah, I was just getting that pussy warm.
Right. My Google planner had other things to do. And they
Death
were not
was
happy.
Not on it.
And she hit him with them same bars that he had for her friend, whose name I'm drawing. I know it started with an L, but I'm drawing a blanket, the little boy's name. But yeah. Did he kill
He didn't kill that other little boy with the shaggy hair. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, the pie dude became a baker at some little hole in the wall. The nigga was like, man, I'm making these cakes. Y'all trying to die? What's wrong with y'all? I'm gonna take my kingdom back. Good luck. Here's a cookie.
Enjoy.
Yeah, you ever want something to eat, you know where to go. But yeah, she repeated them last words back to him, and I like the moment that he realized, like, oh, goddamn. I remember when I said this. The part about the knight sword. Yep.
I wanted him to get the opportunity to say, why are you bringing up old stuff?
Yeah.
So, can I just say I'm sorry?
The only thing missing from this scene was I wanted to see at the end the hound pulling out that Texas Pete. That was the only thing. Because they rode off on their horses. He had a piece of chicken. She had her own horse, a white, pretty pony horse.
Exactly.
She was out here like She-Ra. Like, give me my horse.
Like, I want the biggest damn horse they got.
She went with the white one. And they rode off, and he had a piece of chicken, man. And I was like, dog, first of all, you know that's his fourth chicken.
he ate all the chicken.
You know there's no way. He's like, I'm not raping nobody, but listen, it's going to cost you some chicken, okay?
I save you and your daughter from being raped. Yeah, I'm getting some chicken.
Yeah, because they will rape the men around the parts.
Right.
But you know what? I want Arianna to actually to graduate. I want her to keep the little sword for a souvenir, but I wanted her to have a bigger sword.
Oh, really?
Like I'm grown now.
But homie that taught her to fight with that style of sword play where she doesn't like parry or have to block much. She just doesn't get hit. I like that. Like,
yeah, and I think it's more just for her because she's not a big person. So I think it's more designed for her style.
I'm not saying Kingslayer size. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying a slightly bigger sword.
Where are they going to get one from?
Them little dudes she killed, they ain't had no big swords.
Well, I can tell you, all swords cut, and she hit cousin in the neck and pulled it out, and he basically choked on his own blood from that little slit.
Yeah, I like the needle, dog. I like that whole, like, I feel like that needle going to become infamous.
It's
like,
cute for a moment.
Nah, I feel like that's how you die is thinking like you thinking.
Exactly, and when she pulls out needle, combined with her size, you're not expecting anything from her, and then she takes out your kneecap and stabs you in your throat.
Exactly, you sitting up here like, oh, look at her, ain't that cute?
Ain't that cute? Oh, you got a pocket sword. She's like, swing, swing, swing.
Nah, she don't look cute.
No, you talking about her sword. You be like,
her sword
look
cute.
Smiling cute.
Yeah, they gonna be like, you gonna kill me with that little last sword, huh? Okay. But it's like a little sword is like a little gun. It still got a bullet. You
ain't
know what
that
I mean?
True.
You be like, oh, that was a cute little ouch. Oh, my spleen.
Why am I leaking from my stomach?
Yeah, why am I dying? That's how he looked too when he got stabbed. Like, why am I dying? I'm so stupid.
He died the worst death.
So, man, walked in riding shotgun, walked out with her own goddamn horse. That episode was so great. There was only one thing missing. You guys already know how I feel.
Uh-huh.
I needed my Theon, dog. Like, I don't know when we're getting back to him, but I ain't forgot. So, Theon, be looking for you in the next few weeks. I'm hoping you're still suffering. Castration's not enough. Not enough for the shit you've done. It should be worse.
That dude that was torturing him, I want to see him and if he has a larger part.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, you know he got to.
He does.
Because he crazy. You say Young Respect crazy, but he crazy. He enjoying this torturing.
He is. But no, he's not crazy like Oberyn. Oberyn's crazy on some like, I know this is reckless and going to lead to my death. I don't give a fuck. Like, he's not calculating at all yet. At least he might be later, but as of right now, you don't tell a motherfucker, I want to kill y'all. I'm still coming to the wedding, but you know, people just died at the wedding, by the way. I'm still coming to the wedding and all that shit, but I just want y'all to know that, you know, I'm gonna kill y'all. Don't do that.
He told his brother to stay at home. He was like, you staying at home. I got this trip.
Yeah, he probably did. Like, don't go. Mm-mm.
I got this trip.
So, I gotta ask before we get out of here, what, are y'all guys looking forward to next week? I'll start with you, Justin.
I actually, believe it or not, I want to see the dragons. I actually want to see the dragons kill some shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see. I'm tired of seeing them play with their food, you know, just scare people every now and then. I want to see them set fire to everything. Okay. I want to see fire and brimstone.
Karen, anything you looking forward to next week?
Nothing in particular. I want to see some more The Hound. Because, like,
Hound and Arya?
Yes, because my personal opinion is that I think as time goes on, they're going to end up hanging together a lot longer than they expect. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's going to end up just showing her how to really fuck some people up. And I think in the long run, as she get older, she's going to be a badass assassin.
All she does is hang out with killers. That is true.
Exactly. Yeah,
and that's all she's been learning how to do. Like mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where she's going to end up fucking some people up.
Okay. Patrice?
I am so ready for the wedding because it's like an episode of Dallas. There's so many characters that don't like each other.
Is J.R. going to be there?
A room. Yes. And Marjorie's going to come with that clap back for Joffrey in some way because she's been quiet for too long. Mm-hmm. And her grandmother is too conniving that something is going down at that wedding with her.
You know what? This is why Patrice on the show. This is exactly what the fuck I was going to say. Lannister bars everywhere next week. Mm-hmm. That wedding, you know they're going to be talking shit. Wait till, you know they got, because like at a wedding, you have to do like that speech. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, Joffrey going to have, when his uncle got married, he brought that fucking stool and moved it. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't kiss Sansa face to face. Like, some petty shit gonna happen next week, man.
Yep. You think somebody gonna get fucked up and just start talking all reckless?
Of course. Oh, if Tyrion get drunk, son.
It's on.
Please let him have a few wines too many. That would be perfect for me. But yeah, it's all the drama coming up, you know. Jaime and Cersei ain't fucking, so they gonna have drama.
His hurt feelings, yeah.
He gonna have a, ooh. He gonna have a lover's quarrel in front of everyone.
Maybe, that man. It can happen. Cersei got bars. She'll bring it out in the dude, man. So that's what I'm looking forward to, man. The drama from the wedding. Patrice, as always, lovely to have you on. Thank you so much for coming through. I know you fought through some difficult circumstances.
Yes.
So we really appreciate it. And stepping foot inside your mama's crib, man. Knowing all the history there, man. I cannot be more appreciative of you. So thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I'll be back regularly, my regular setup next week, but yeah.
All right, man. Make sure you guys go to hellandheartaches.com.
Yes.
Make sure you guys follow at Patrice C. Like I said, one of the best followers on Twitter, and especially for Dem Thrones, man. You guys want to see the complete picture, get a little preview? That's what you do, guys. Don't read the books. Follow our tweets. All right, Patrice, talk to you later.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Love that woman.
Can I say, if she didn't take a plate from her mom's house, though, Patrice ain't really black. anytime you go to your mom's house, you got to leave with a plate. Whether she did or not.
Well, she on vacation. I guess she going to steal something from the fridge.
Got to steal. It's your mama's house. You got to leave with something.